As we've been reporting all morning, a rare piece of positive news came from the British Petroleum camp yesterday when they announced that engineers were successful in their attempts to siphon off some of the millions of gallons of crude oil still leaking from the Deepwater Horizon well site in the Gulf of Mexico. But even as they admit that the procedure of threading a 4-inch diameter tube through the broken pipe in successfully pulling some of the oil, this is not the ultimate way to fix the environmental catastrophe there.
It's a positive move, but let's keep in context. We're about shutting off the flow of oil from this well, and we will do that when we do the top kill procedure.
That was BP Senior Executive Vice President Kent Wells, and we are joined for the latest from the ground from Dave Cohen, News Director for WWL Radio in New Orleans. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
First of all, what's the top kill procedure that Mr. Wells was referring to?
What they're going to do is actually take one of these robotic submarines that they've been using to try and do everything 5,000 feet below the surface of the Gulf of Mexico and sever that crumpled pipe that fell and got twisted and tangled up when the rig sank. They want to cut and make a nice clean cut where they can then go in and put either a valve on top of that new cut or a new blowout preventer, the piece of equipment that has failed so miserably and is allowing this leak to happen in the first place, put a new blowout preventer on top of that fresh cut and stop the flow once and for all coming out of that pipe.
Well, that's the hope, I gather, and that would all be done robotically, deep underwater, correct?
Yeah, it's a mile down there. They cannot send humans down there to do anything, so it's all from the surface on boats with operators with joysticks operating these remotely operated vehicles, as they call them.
Dave, we've been talking to you for now weeks on this story. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. I love that the BP Senior Executive Vice President's last name is Wells, okay, talking about this oil problem. But hey, do you sense that the people of New Orleans view this escalating crisis being dealt with by the federal government differently than, say, Katrina? Janet Napolitano is going to be in front of Congress being asked those same questions this morning.
You know, there was a definite feeling early on in this that the federal government and BP were not doing enough to respond quickly enough and take it seriously enough. But in recent weeks, with the massive buildup of resources, people here feel a bit better, but there's still many concerns that there's just not enough oil boom to go around, that there's just not enough for the local governments to get their hands on to protect absolutely every inch of the coastline. So you have unprotected areas. That's frustrating to folks here. But I don't think they by and large, people perceive it as a major, let down by the federal government as they did in Katrina.
Talk to us, Dave, a little bit about how you keep the cynicism out of your reports. The Saturday Night Live did a major satiric hit on BP and talking about all the different ways that they say they're going to do it, making a joke out of it. But this is very, very serious business. How do you keep it straight?
Well, we just try to report just the fact. It is hard, though. You're right. When we're talking about a junk shot method involving golf balls and tire bits as a solution to this, it does make you go, what are we reporting on here? What am I saying? But we just try to focus and tell people exactly what the federal government and the oil executives are telling us and share with them exactly what they're trying to do while injecting experts from academia and anywhere else we can find into say, does this make sense or not?
We learned about kill mud this morning.
Yeah, we did. And we'll probably learn a lot more other terms we don't ever want to know about. Dave Cohen, News Director for WWL Radio in New Orleans, with the latest from the oil gush. Thank you.